Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today for Questions with the Queen, episode number 70 episodes of providing you value of a question that I've been asked from someone. And the question was given to me, how can I make 2017 my best year ever? And I kind of changed it a little bit. I said, how to make 2017 powerful. So you know what, you guys, I've had 11 years of being in business now, and I tell you, year number one was my best year ever in my business, and I am going back to that approach. What I found was I was excited. I'm not going to say young, because I wasn't that young, but I was just excited. Step number one is believe it will be powerful. You see, the most important thing that you can do in life is believe. And I tell you, if you have a lack of belief, that's going to slow you down. I would say that I have all the skills that I've obtained and all of the coaching and all of the money that I've spent to just make myself better. Nothing can go back to that initial vision, that initial just belief in self. You know, I tell you, that is the key. Oh my goodness, when you do, it makes a huge difference in your life. When you keep believing in yourself, you're going to keep on doing things that, you know, taking a chance. And when you take a chance, that makes all the difference in the world. So I just want you to believe without a shadow of a doubt that you can make 2017 the best year of your life. And really, in 2016, better than you would have thought. So with that being said, step number two is to review your actions from 2016. I know we have about, I think it's 4 weeks left, maybe 4.5, 5 weeks left in 2016. And if I can tell you anything, it's I made some difficult, I want you to look at it through the eyes of my belief level at this point. You know, was I doing good? Was I doing bad? What was I doing? So when you can review 2016, look at that as well. I can tell you point on when I was having some difficulties that my belief level was kind of down in the drain. It really was. So with that being said, there's no problem in saying, hey, 2016 wasn't as good as it could have been because I wasn't as good as I couldn't have been. I didn't believe like I should have. So step number three is correct your mistakes. And that's what I'm doing for these last 4 weeks of 2016. I'm making some corrections to the things that I did wrong in 2016. It's okay to say, hey, I made some mistakes. As a result, you're going to lose some friends. You might lose some customers, whatnot. So many incredible things that you would be like, oh, my goodness, I can't wait for this year to start. It's going to be wonderful. So with that being said, I love you guys, and I hope that I have been a blessing to you. If I can help you in any way, please contact me at Cheryl Jones at RodCor.com. This is Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts. I'm the Dallas social worker on the journey to International Motivator. Have a wonderful day.